Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a question that might pop up when you're cruising in your... What's the deal with that coffee cup icon on your dashboard? You know the one. I'm talking about, right? It shows up out of nowhere, and you might be thinking, what's that supposed to mean? Well, hold on tight, because this little cup isn't just for decoration. It's actually part of a pretty neat safety feature called Attention Assist. Now let me break this down for you. Attention. Assist is like having a co-pilot in your car, keeping an eye on your driving habits to help detect if you're getting drowsy. This feature's been around since the mid-2000s on most Mercedes models, and it's genuinely a game-changer when it comes to road safety. In fact, industry reports show that drowsiness detection features like this are becoming standard across commercial and passenger vehicles, and for a good reason. Drowsy driving causes thousands of accidents every year. So let's get into how this works. First off, this system is constantly monitoring a range of factors while you drive. It's keeping track of your steering inputs, how you correct the wheel, and in the newer models, it even uses infrared cameras to check your eyes and head position. Sounds high-tech, right? Here's the cool part. During the first few minutes of your trip, the system learns your normal driving behavior. Then if it detects changes, like erratic steering or drifting between lanes, it figures out you might be getting tired. Now, when that coffee cup icon pops up on your dashboard, it's your car saying, hey, maybe it's time for a break. You'll usually see a message that says something like, attention, assist, take a break. And I want to stress this, when you see that icon, you should take it seriously. It might be tempting to brush it off and think, I'm fine. But the system is detecting subtle signs of fatigue that you might not even notice. So what should you do? Safely pull over, find a rest stop or gas station, and take at least a 15 to 20 minute break. Get out, stretch your legs, and grab a coffee if you'd like. Once you're back on the road and driving normally, the system will reset. Now, you might be wondering what to do if that coffee cup keeps showing up even when you know you're alert. This can happen for a few reasons. One possibility is that something's interfering with the sensors. If you've had any recent work done on your dashboard, the sensors might not be calibrated correctly. Another reason could be if you're driving on really curvy roads where your steering inputs are naturally varied. If you find yourself getting false alerts consistently, it's a good idea to have the system diagnosed. You'll want to use a Mercedes-compatible diagnostic scanner, something like Zentry, to read specific codes from the driver assistance module. Now, if you do need to replace a sensor or the module itself, be prepared for some costs. Depending on your model, parts can range from $300 to $1,200, and if you're taking it to the dealer, labor costs can add another $200 to $450 on top of that. All right, let's switch gears for a moment and talk about the newer models. If you've got a 2020 or newer Mercedes, you might be equipped with Attention Assist 2. This upgraded system is way more sophisticated. It uses infrared cameras to monitor your eyes and face. It tracks how often you blink, if you're yawning, and even the position of your head. This makes it more accurate than the original system, which primarily focused on your driving patterns. The real benefit of Attention Assist 2 is that it can catch signs of drowsiness before they affect your driving. This means you'll get alerts sooner, giving you more time to react. But a quick pro tip. If your car has this system, make sure you're not wearing sunglasses that block your eyes completely. The system needs to see your eyes to work properly. Now, can you turn off Attention Assist if it annoys you? Technically, yes, but I wouldn't recommend it. This system is there for your safety. If you're getting constant false alerts, it's better to get it diagnosed rather than just disabling it. So let's recap what we've covered today. Attention. Assist is a smart safety feature designed to help keep you alert while driving. When that coffee cup icon shows up, take it as a serious reminder to take a break. And if you're dealing with false alerts, get your system checked out rather than ignoring it. Before we wrap up, here's a thought to leave you with. How well do you really know your car's safety features? Maybe it's time for a little refresher. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you in the next one.